Hey, it's Molly Wood, and I am excited to tell you about some big changes coming to your Marketplace Tech podcast. Starting on Tuesday, September 5th, I will be hosting the show, bringing you everything you need to know about the business of tech. We will be looking at all kinds of things, including how tech is distributed across the world, how that changes everything from the nature of work, and how that changes who gets opportunity in this country. There's much more to come. I'm super excited about it, and I will see you soon.
It's Marketplace Tech for September 1st. I'm Ben Johnson. One of the trickiest parts of having computers we can easily talk to and have complex conversations with is that those conversations can go kind of wrong around kids who make a perfectly innocent request, for instance, of Alexa to play a kid's song, only to have the voice assistant mishear it and offer up some decidedly adult content.
No.
Amazon announced it was giving its smart speakers a bunch of new so-called skills this week. These conversational bits of software for devices are specifically geared towards kids, and they have a layer of parental control to ensure that parents can add games and skills to devices for their kids without worrying about a miscommunication like a little bit of the one you just heard. New skills are coming from Sesame Street, Nickelodeon, the list goes on. A computer conversation startup called Polestring worked with Nickelodeon, and we called them up to learn more. Oren Jacob is CEO of Polestring. Oren, what does this mean for companies like yours?
Amazon putting parental consent at the Alexa platform level, this frees anybody up to, as a developer, to build, you know, educational, entertainment, and learning, language learning things for kids and put them on Alexa Now.
Oren, clearly you're working specifically with Amazon. You're a big Amazon fan, but why do you think this is potentially a really big deal?
What Amazon announced yesterday is a very big deal for the field of computing in general, because they're now directly supporting all ages, including kids, on the Alexa platform, and they're the first platform and company to do that.
Yeah, I mean, what does that mean? I mean, I know that there are parental controls, and, you know, there's some YouTube parental controls, and I know there's some in Netflix, and I know that Microsoft puts parental controls into some of its software for parents. What do you mean?
When you're building interactive experiences, adults or for kids, you have to send data both from the end user back to, you know, the servers that you're running and back out. And if you're building content that is for children, there are a bunch of additional restrictions and additional processes you have to go through, including consent, to be able to operate those services. And that this makes it very much easier to both build, distribute, and operate those experiences on the Alexa ecosystem compared to anything else out there.
Oren Jacob, he is CEO of Polestring. Oren, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for the interview, Ben. We'll talk soon.
It's Silicon Tally time, my last one. I can't believe it. I got one more day of shows with Marketplace Tech, but this is the final tally. I have chosen for my final adversary a friendly foe, Tobin Low. He's former marketplacer and current co-host of the LGBTQ podcast, Nancy, from WNYC. Tobin, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
In the immortal words of Shakespeare, probably.
All right, Selena Gomez and an untold number of other high-profile Instagram users.
Oh, man. The number of Instagram people who posted something to shade Taylor Swift's newest release. Yes?
I'm actually looking for something slightly different. News came this week that a bunch of high-profile Instagram user information has been compromised.
Oh, no.
And this announcement came like a couple of days after Selena Gomez's account was apparently hacked because it released a bunch of nude photos of Justin Bieber.
You know what? I knew this story and I'm mad at myself for not remembering. The news cycle on Selena Gomez just moves so fast, you forget what happened a day ago.
All right, what do you got for me?
I'm going to give you a clue to start. It has to do with online dating and the number is $4.99.
This is the cost of the premium level service for Grindr.
Oh, you were so close. Ugh. It's how much for a premium level of Tinder Gold that just debuted in the U.S.
Tinder
this week.
Gold.
And one of the main new features that is like shiny and cool is that you can see all the people who swiped right on you.
That is crazy. All right, I got something for you. 1 4,000 square foot arena.
How much space you could fill with copies of A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that people have bought and claim to have read but have never touched.
You know me too well, but you're way off. This is the space for a new laser tag cardio workout area that's being billed as a way to get fit while having fun. Like any good startup, Tobin, it is spelled very poorly.
Uh-huh.
L-A-Z capital R-F-I-T.
Okay.
Laser fit.
People know you can run outside for free, right?
All right, hit me.
Okay. $5.99 a pound.
Something, something lab-grown burgers.
Okay, so as you are probably aware, Amazon just made a big purchase of Whole Foods.
Oh, yes.
And a very excited Whole Foods butcher in Playa Vista, yes, California, decided that he would celebrate by shaping ground meat into the Amazon, yes, Prime logo, and that meat cost $5.99 a pound.
It just feels disgusting in every way to me. I'm not sure why. It feels very American for sure.
Yeah. There's something macabre, yeah, and celebratory about it.
Tobin Lowe, former marketplacer, now the co-host of the LGBTQ podcast, Nancy from WNYC. Tobin, thanks for playing my last tally with me.
It was a true honor. Bon voyage, Ben.
And we have been asking for your hashtag Summer Tech Jam on Twitter. Together, we've made a great mix. Here's one from listener Eric Pardee in Los Angeles. It's from Jamie Foxx, Drake, Kanye, and The Dream, Digital Girl. My digital girl. All right, send me some more just for fun before I leave the show. Use hashtag Summer Tech Jam. I am at The Brock Johnson on Twitter, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.